it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha. Now, first of all, welcome to the program. You are the new host of Weekend Edition Sunday, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. And I think I get to play, too, now, right? Like, now that I've graduated, I get to also play.
You'll play along. That's great.
Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was based on an idea by listener Jeff Landy of Minneapolis. I said, if a boy is 5,839 and a cow is 6,874, how much is a fish? And the answer is 953,161. The puzzle was based on the periodic table. Boy is the letters of boy represent the chemicals elements boron, oxygen, and yttrium, which have the atomic numbers 5, 8, and 39, which makes that number. Same works with cow. And then the letters of fish, F-I-S-H, are fluorine, iodine, sulfur, and hydrogen, and those make the answer number. So there you go. It was a tough one.
We've received nearly 300 correct responses, and the winner is Angie Miller from Beatrice, Nebraska. Congratulations, Angie, and welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's an honor.
Okay, Angie, so how did you figure this out? Because, I mean, did you just pull out the periodic table? Like, how did that happen?
No, my mom and I started swapping ideas of what the three all had in common or how they differ. And after a while, she happened to mention the chemical composition. And that's when I pulled up the periodic table and then I saw it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, that was very smart. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I work in an electric motor repair shop and I'm obsessed with genealogy.
So are you ready to play the puzzle, Angie?
I am.
Take it away, Will.
All right. I'm going to give you some categories in two words. You name something in each category, starting with each initial in the category. For example, if I said foreign languages, you might say French for the F of foreign and Lithuanian for the L of language. Any answer that works is fine. And here's your first one, breakfast orders. You're looking for breakfast orders starting with B and O.
Bacon and orange.
You got it. That was fast. Your next one is precious stones.
Pearl and sapphire.
Nice. Butcher's meats.
Bologna and mutton.
Oh, mutton. You got it. How about coastal states?
California.
Yes.
And South Carolina.
Oh, you're so good. Beatles hits.
Oh.
Angie, we might be in trouble here. Let me think.
Okay, for the H, how about a Beatles movie that was also a song?
Help.
Help, yeah. Hey Jude would also work.
Okay.
And then for B, there's one that ends, it's a forward title with in the middle. Does that help? Blank in the blank? Starting with a B? All right, I'm just going to tell you that. I was going for back in the USSR.
Oh.
Also, baby, you're a rich man. That was also a hit of theirs. And here's your last one. It's automobile parts.
Alternator. And
yeah, nice.
Piston.
And a piston. Good. Nice job.
Good. Very good. Okay. So, Angie, how do you feel?
Invigorated.
That is good. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Angie, which member station do you listen to?
Nebraska Public Media in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Angie Miller from Beatrice, Nebraska, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mark Meeches of Dallas. Name a state that contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, once each. What is it? A state that contains all five vowels, A, E, I, O, and U, once each.
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Aisha.